Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
I think about the how
but
long
you're like Terminator. I saw it.
Well, how long's the world been around for?
Several billion years.
Several billion years. Yep. And within the last, I'm 46. Mm-hmm. 40 years ago, if I would have said I can talk into my phone and get an answer for any question that I have.
Yes.
I would have slapped myself.
Yes.
Really? You would have hit yourself?
40 years ago?
If I would have grabbed the phone off the wall.
Yeah, in 85. Yeah.
And even 3 years ago.
Right.
There was not the Chat GPT. When did that come around?
A long time. Been there for a while.
But I mean, readily available like it is now.
Oh, the last 5 years.
Yeah. It went online lately, but ChatGPT's been building on stuff since the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a very complex search engine.
Well,
and I think it's also the like.
But I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It just keeps getting more and more complex.
Faster and faster.
Computers will get to the point where they're incredibly incredibly user-friendly, where they'll intuitively understand what you're communicating to them, but the mind is located in you, in the machine.
It always needs somebody to build it, maintain it, manage it.
That's what I'm saying about whether they'll be able to an AI will be able to recreate itself.
What you're talking about is artificial superintelligence, where the computer itself will become self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And if Darwinian theory is correct, then yes, the mind is the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, then the brain is not the mind, and the mind is something else. Your consciousness, your soul, all that is something else, other than the actual functioning of the brain.
Could you have your mind without your brain?
Did that make sense?
Yes, because hold on, DJ, are you saying that we're basically human? We are computers as people. We need somebody there to maintain, manage, and help us. And that's what our faith does.
Well, boom. What I am saying.
Okay, now we're done. Let's go.
What I am saying is that's the Darwinian theory behind AI, that it's just a complex machine like your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And Darwinian theory basically says that over billions of years, our brains, through natural processes, became complex enough that we became self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm saying to you, though, is that what we're discovering through our biology and all the best science that we have in the 21st century, that what I just shared with you is old hat. It's like 100 years old, and it's been disproven. That there is something other than your brain where you have consciousness, where you have mind, what we used to call the soul.
Yeah.
And there's more and more evidence in science that there's a soul. That's why I'm saying that I am of the opinion that there will never be what you just said, the Matrix or Terminator or artificial superintelligence, because did you need to wrap up the time?
No.
Because
Dana's covering her phone so that way it doesn't get traced back to her when the Amazon overlords come.
Yeah. Just whisper to your phone. No, it's not true. It's not true.
It's okay.
It will always be a tool and not be self-aware. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. Just like it's not possible to turn lead into gold.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there'll come a day when you won't be able to tell the difference between a human being and a machine?
I think the machines will be able to mimic human behavior well enough and to read our responses well enough and even mimic creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Without being sentient.
I would also say, Ryan, we're currently dealing with that because I think it just depends on what you're around and taking in. Because I think about the fact of, like, I see my parents and people their age sharing things on Facebook. Can you believe that this child with nothing else than a plastic spoon carved this beautiful statue of marble? That's clearly AI. Like, I know from somebody who takes in a lot of time online that's AI. So maybe your generation won't be able to tell the difference, but your like grandchildren probably will be able to.
It's just evolution. For me, the bottom line is that I think that the computer program will be able to respond to outward stimuli exactly how it's been programmed, but the computer program will not be thinking in itself, why am I here? What is my purpose? It won't have an eye. It won't recognize itself. It will be responding to outward stimuli and giving a response back, which is what a computer does.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thinking of Darwinian theory, that all of us are just, we're living computers and we're just responding to outward stimuli. And the thing that breaks that down is Descartes. I think, therefore I am.
Mm-hmm.
There is something inside of you that is separate. It's an intelligence. And that intelligence is the image of what the Bible says is the source that we come from. A God, God, the Logos, a non-physical mind that is incredibly powerful that created everything. It has to be non-physical because everything can't come from nothing, but all of physical existence had to come from something, and the only thing that makes sense is a non-physical intellect
mm-hmm.
or a mind
yeah.
from which everything came. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
And all of us being made in the image of God, this is the thing that really, really kind of will shake you. Let's assume you have a soul. Where is it located? If you look in the brain, you're not going to find, oh, here's the part of the cortex where the soul resides
mm-hmm.
or where the mind resides or even where consciousness resides because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the great thing about being made in the image of God. God is omnipresent, right? God's mm-hmm. everywhere. Well, we're made in the image of God. So guess what? Your soul is omnipresent in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. It's at the tip of your fingers. It's to the end of your brain. It's the whole shebang. So even if you lost a finger or lost a limb, you're still completely you
mm-hmm.
and you're still completely your soul. Even if you damage your brain, you're still you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're alive, you're still you, regardless of what that is able to present itself when the machinery gets damaged in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call soul. Soul is the connection of the spirit you, the non-physical mind, intellect, person that you are,
mm-hmm.
with the physical body. And the expression of your soul is what the Bible calls spirit. The word means breath or wind. So every time you breathe, it's proof that you're alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you stop breathing, what happens?
You turn purple.
You turn purple.
Things start to shut down.
Yeah, start shutting it down pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so proof of the spirit in your body is your breathing. And so breath is the sign of the spirit.
Okay.
And it's the presence, the physical manifestation, aside from the internal manifestation of I think, therefore I am, the fact that you're breathing and moving and animated, you have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing about that is every living thing has a soul. Animals have souls.
Where do you see this?
Well, they move and they breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So, souls.
Okay.
Now, do they have souls that will go on into heaven? Well, dogs will. All dogs go to heaven.
They made two movies about it.
They did. It's a very sad movie.
I've never seen it.
Never seen the dog.
Because isn't there a sequel? Like all yeah. dogs go to heaven too?
Yes.
I haven't.
It's the better of the two.
Oh. I haven't seen it either.
Well, in either
Charlie
case.
Charlie says goodbye? No.
Mind, consciousness, soul. What we discover with science is that science cannot explain these things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about what science
Ryan,
does.
You'd actually like that movie. The cat's the devil. So.
And that's the other part. Eternal torment for all the cats. Soul will go on. What science does is science describes how things work. And so if you ask a scientist, explain to me what the soul is, they'll be like, there's no such thing. Okay, mm-hmm. well, explain to me what the mind is.
Mm-hmm.
They can't explain it. Explain to me what energy is. They can describe it,
mm-hmm.
just like you can describe anything, but they can't explain what it is.
Yeah.
And what we know is that the best of our scientific knowledge, there's something beyond your physicalness
right.
that is you.
Okay.
And that's kind of the bottom line. That's the thing.
So sometimes when people have traumatic brain injuries, mm-hmm. their personality changes. You can, like my sister had a traumatic brain injury. Her personality changed. Some people, when this happens, they can go from a nice, loving person and to like violent and, yep. and nasty.
Yep.
So what does that do then for their soul? For right. their
Are they still them? That's right. that's the mm-hmm. question.
Right.
It's kind of like...
Because that's tied to your brain then.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what is your brain? But it's an expression of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the machinery by the way that you express you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Have you had more than one car in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, I had a 1987 Hyundai Excel.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stick shift.
Okay.
And it didn't have power steering. So every time I drove it, I had to yank the wheel
yep.
to get it to go anywhere. Everything was much more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And often when I would drive that car, in retrospect, it changed my personality. I drive now a really nice truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get in it and I have a smile on my face. And I'm able to drive it around, and it's just a lovely experience. It has power steering, mm-hmm. has air conditioning. It's great. It changes my personality.
Mm-hmm.
So outward stimuli, the outward physical effect of everything that we experience, has an effect on our personhood, but it doesn't define our personhood. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
So if there's damage to the brain, if there's damage to the body, it's going to affect you.
Right.
And with your brain, there's certain things in your brain that are kind of like the dial on a, you know, this is
like a switchboard.
Very crude, but like uh-huh. like a dial on a switchboard of the machine that you run your body.
Mm-hmm.
And even calling our bodies a machine is kind of a crude way to think about it. But if you're talking about the difference between mind and brain, what you're saying is there's a non-physical you that's in charge of the physical you.
Mm-hmm.
And even before you make a decision, whatever you're working with is what you have, but you're you.
Mm-hmm.
And your you is not separate from the expression of that physicalness. But the you, the mind, is what's acting on the physicalness, causing it to make the decisions that it makes. And you're only able to make the decisions that are possible for your body to make based on what your body can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your brain is damaged, there's things that your brain can't do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the buttons.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that. Yes. But what is it? She just wants to get out of here.
I know.
So, okay, but what if it changes your personality to where you become just a nasty person? Look, see what's going on here? No. Eli's looking at me.
That's your own fault. You put that photo there.
Well, that, and that's what I mean. With it may not be possible to express the being a good person.
Uh-huh.
Because your brain just isn't equipped to be able to do that.
Right.
It doesn't change the possibility of being a good person from the perspective of you.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you're not physically able to do it. Like I have a buddy of mine who's paralyzed from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
He walked for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
But then he had damage to his body and he can no longer walk.
Yeah.
So he's been changed physically.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he would love to walk if he could, but yep. he just physically can't.
Right.
And if you have damage to your brain, there's things that you can't physically express because of the damage to the brain.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that prior to your brain expressing something, there's a you that's behind it
mm-hmm.
that is activating it and making it happen.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. I'm just wondering, does that do anything for your long-term salvation?
Well, that's a good question. And then it comes down to, what does your salvation rest on?
On your faith.
Where does your faith come from?
Well, that comes from your soul. From the Holy Spirit.
From
right?
the Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit. But yeah. what I'm saying is, what if you're damaged in such a way, like I said, people can become violent. What if sure. they're damaged in such a way that their altered brain is rejecting? You talked the other day about
rejecting
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Well, what is it comes down to, what do you put your hope in? Thankfully, I don't have to put my hope ultimately in my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Either to accept or reject. My faith rests in the promise of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So when you've seen someone who's had a tragic accident or something like that, you lean on the promise of Christ, not on the promise of that person's ability to believe or not believe, or their response to reject or have faith.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that it's perfectly powerful. For you, the person hearing this,
mm-hmm.
it's important to understand that you, your mind, can reject Jesus. You can plug your ears and walk away from it.
Yep.
For someone who's damaged, mind or body or whatever it is, that all they can do is reject. Again, it's not the body that has the faith. It's the word that creates the faith. Okay. So you're trusting in God's promise, not in that person's ability.
Can we go deeper then?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Charles Manson.
Yeah, Charlie Manson.
Charles Manson was...
That's going to be the title of this episode.
Charles Manson?
Let's go deeper.
That'll get some clicks.
...
So Charles Manson was obviously a human being born and was a kid who had a horrible, horrible upbringing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people believe that trauma is what led him to become the person that he became.
Right.
So if he was not like that before all this trauma, what does that do for his long-term salvation?
Again, do you trust God to be a righteous judge of all of us? And are you leaving the judgment of a person into God's hands?
Yes.
All that we can see is what a person is like when they've been tackled by Jesus, where there's a saving faith. You're going to see that in a confession of faith.
Yeah.
And action.
Yeah.
Outside of that, of the positive witness of faith in Jesus Christ, we don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
We really don't. I am not equipped to say that anyone, because of this, is going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Forget Charlie Manson. You could say Hitler. You could say Mao. You could say, somebody who, even worse than those guys.
Yeah.
Judas Iscariot.
Mm-hmm.
Nero, whoever it may be, it's not my job or your or any of our jobs to speculate about God's judgment on such persons. Only to say that Scripture says, "Where there is faith in Jesus Christ, there you have salvation."
Yeah.
If you reject Jesus Christ, then you're condemned because that's what Scripture says. So the law and the gospel are working there,
right?
So what is the only thing that we can affirmatively say? If someone confesses Jesus as their Lord, I know that person is saved.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, that's in God's hands. I have no idea. And if I'm concerned about that person, then the Holy Spirit's putting it on my heart to go and say to them, you need to know Jesus, or Jesus forgives you, or something like that.
Right.
It's all speculation outside of Christ. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, but you understand what I'm asking.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Totally. And that's ultimately the answer that we have to, what about the people that never knew Jesus?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of question. What's that?
What about if they have multiple personalities?
Right.
That's my whole thought this entire time.
If they have multiple disorder?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one is an atheist and one is, then which one?
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you that with DID, that is a brain issue. Not a mind issue.
Yeah.
Like with most most of those things. So it's not as if that person has multiple souls.
Right.
This isn't what I expected when I showed up this morning.
No, I'm really looking forward to hopefully, prayers, fingers crossed, all the things that one day in heaven, Ryan will get to do a podcast. And he'll get to go through the list of all the people we've asked about. Is Charles Manson there?
Yeah, right.
Jeffrey Dahmer. And now
going
next
down
guest,
the list.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Charlie?
Well, I think that's a really good example, too. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay, so like Hitler, Hitler was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
But he rejected Christ outright and made very clear by his actions and his words he doesn't believe in Christ. If anyone deserves not to be in heaven, it's him. Jeffrey Dahmer did horrible things, repented. Is he going to be in heaven? Like, these are things that are above our pay grade, ultimately.
Right.
But if the promise could save Jeffrey Dahmer, then it could save me.
Right. I said that before. Now I'm talking, now it's sort of flip-flopped,
right?
With Charles Manson.
Right.
I don't know what he was like as a kid. Maybe he was, not very not good back then, too. But if he was a good and, and then he had all this trauma and then went the other way,
right?
Then what?
Again, it
I need these answers now.
All right, here's the answer, but you're not going to like it.
Oh,
I'm going to give you the answer, but you're not going to like
circle.
It.
Full circle.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
God is a God who chooses.
Uh-huh.
Your ways are not his ways. Yeah. He's the one who sends down to hell and raises up to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost said Charlie Daniels. Charlie Manson, like all of us,
uh-huh.
is there but by the grace of God.
Yeah.
That's getting as speculative as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to peek into God's hiddenness and get an answer that would satisfy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is rebound on us and reveal to us that we are sinners.
Mm-hmm.
That have our own ideas as to what is just and what isn't. And if God doesn't do it our way, we question God.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately what comforts is the promises. And if Charlie, why do I want to say Charlie Daniels
Manson.
Over here?
Because you're calling him Charlie instead of Charles.
If Charles Manson knew Jesus Christ and was saved by Jesus Christ, then he too would be forgiven of all of his sins.
Yeah.
But that's speculation.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No, I'm not advocating one way or another. I'm just wondering, like, based on this talk about the brain and damage in the mind and all that stuff.
And I guess the question that you're asking is and this is the simple answer. When you start looking into God's sovereignty over things,
mm-hmm.
God's answer is going to be, I'm God and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I will save who I choose to save, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's totally fine. I just want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan sure wants to know what he needs to be prepared for.
No, I get
Ryan's
the question.
Ryan's just asking if, you know, he needs an assistant, like an assistant to the branch manager.
When it comes
the
to...
The assistant to the assistant?
Yeah.
It's one thing to talk about quality of life or personality change in this life and the reality of mind or separate from the body. It's another thing to begin talking about, well, what affects a person's salvation? Because now you're talking specifically and only about God's hidden will mm-hmm. that he does not share with us.
Right.
Outside of, know my son,
mm-hmm.
listen to him. That's all he says over and over again. So,
okay.
So if you know Jesus and mm-hmm. you're baptized, cling to Jesus and cling to the promise.
Okay.
And be saved.
There. Did we take that far enough?
I think so. Ryan's going to pray us out of here.
What?
Yep.
I thought you were. We've done a lot of talking.
I figure you want to pray for your buddies over there, you know, Charlie and Jeffrey and
what's the rest of your list?
Are we done? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. That was just,
I got 30 minutes. Yeah. And I got a skedaddle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So what can you do in 30 minutes?
After that one? I don't know. Because I didn't even get to the original thing I was going to talk about.
What was that?
No. You can just hold
we'll
that.
Save it for next time.
All right.
Originally, I started talking about Satan and demons and spirits.
Oh,
and
never, oh yeah, because I was going to bring up my whole Lucifer being a nightclub owner.
Yes.
We can get there.
Yes, I too like Vertigo Comics.
Yeah.
DC Universe.
Have we talked about Hell's Kitchen before?
The I'm show sure. or the location?
The restaurant in downtown Minneapolis.
Yes, you have.
I was going to say.
It wasn't that long ago.
Daredevil.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I thought we did, but I wasn't sure. We're going there this weekend. No, the Hell's Kitchen, the restaurant
but
downtown
not the
Minneapolis.
Dave Ramp, or not the Dave. Not Dave.
No, it's not him. No, it's like a locally owned joint right downtown.
So, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
No, you haven't mentioned.
Yes,
Hell's
he has.
Kitchen.
Yeah, it you was have? Like the best food ever.
This
wasn't
was
it?
When we were
yeah,
talking really about good. Like he couldn't figure out where it was located. We were looking at maps. And
have you ever been to Hope Bar for breakfast?
No.
Gotta go there for breakfast.
I don't know where that is.
It's in the cities. There's a couple of
them. That's
a
big area.
You're going this weekend to Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow.
Is this when you guys are going down to IKEA to get furniture?
Yeah, we're going to go get some furniture at the IKEA's.
Yay!
Yeah, go to Hope Bar Kitchen.
That's a
Hope
full
Bar
day.
For breakfast.
It is.
Just getting through there.
I know. I get lost in there.
Yeah.
How? They have arrows. They have signage.
You it's can't trust those. They're all squiggly. They look like the map from Harry Potter.
Go buy an AirPod. Put it in your car. And that when you go in, just activate it so you can find your way out again.
I don't have Apple.
Oh, well, you're out of luck.
Then that's
step
for
one,
you.
Upgrade your phone.
Yeah.
I like my phone.
Do you? Yeah. I was trying to talk to you earlier, so.
I know it was. I don't know how I felt about that. Mm-hmm. All right. We done here?
Well, I will just add one more addendum that if I've offended our future overlords from Amazon, Google, Apple, mea culpa, mea culpa.
Descartes.
I want my packages to come on time. So,
But beyond that, nope.
Nope. Just a really fancy machine.
The second my prime
just
is late.
Just a really fancy machine.
Man, have you been spending too much time with Ryan?
What's that?
Have you been spending too much time with Ryan? Your comebacks are starting to get like him.
I should spend more time with Ryan. More? Boy, imagine what that would
more?
Be like.
Oh. Your children are starting to be like you too, and that's just terrifying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Why? What happened?
They're good kids. Are. That's what happened. They're
good kids. That's not what she was going to say.
Well, I was just thinking about those two along with Lexi and a couple other kids. They were the Atonement Mafia. They've kind of tapped that down, but I think it's kind of secretly a thing.
I think it's underground.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I think they're just all in the basement.
Mm-hmm. They're recruiting.
Yep. All right. Should
you want to pray?
You sure?
Okay.
Yeah, like, are we actually done now, or are we going to throw another random thing?
We're going to do a bunch of false endings so that it drives you nuts when you're trying. Wait a minute, was this the end?
No, it's like actually, the last movie. I don't even think it'll be me that it drives. It'll be everybody that has to listen to us not ending.
They'll be like, don't end now.
What I think you should do is you should end it and have like 15 small episodes, just one after another of
or
the second ending, the third ending, the fourth ending.
This is our Marvel universe. Roll the credits. This is the bit that plays. You have to get to the very end to get this bit.
You have to listen through the ending.
All the Easter eggs.
Oh, boy.
We should start doing that.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. Have like 2-minute episodes. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd you be said this is nightmare. Coming out like right before Easter. You called the Easter egg episode. Oh. And it's like 16 of them.
Yeah, but this part that we're recording right now will probably be after, though, won't it?
Yeah, this would be one probably. Of the Easter eggs at this point.
Mm-hmm. We already we're going to have to have ones that like only like are on Spotify and only on like YouTube.
You're driving Todd Evenson nuts with your Spotify problems.
That's not my problem.
Now, if we could just get a shot of just silence of Todd just going... waiting for the episode to come on. That's a good Easter egg to
end it. I
should
call him. I've got the phone hooked up.
Record it.
Todd!
Would you mind doing some heavy breathing through the phone quick?
Sigh at me. I wish I was around when he was listening to this.
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't he listen to this at work?
I don't know.
I feel like he does. I feel like he's told me that he's just at work and like you listen to this.
That's great.
I know DW does because he tells me all the time. He's like, I'll start laughing. And then all my coworkers are like, what's so funny? And then I try to explain it and it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like trying to tell a comedian's joke. Yeah, it sounds like he's a hoot.
And then I found $5.
Did you hear the joke I said yesterday that he had told me right beforehand?
Yeah. Yep, I did. I heard it from the back.
He said it to me and I looked at him. And it was a good like 3 beat before it hit me as to what he just said.
13 waters.
Yeah. I don't know. He's like, that's a good dad joke. I'm like, that's a pretty good joke.
All right.
It's terrible.
Sarah, would you like to hear the joke?
Sure.
I think she was getting ready to pray. She's over it.
So Jesus and his disciples walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus walks up to the bartender and says, we'll have 13 waters, please.
Oh, man. I have seen little video clips of, it's like Jesus as a Real Housewife. So if you watch like, you know, like the attitude of Real Housewives and he'll be like, just water for me. And then it's him changing it into wine.
All right.
I still think we should do the dad joke off between these two.
I think so too. We had Ryan do one against Sean Meyer, but I had to write all the jokes.
They have to supply.
Way back
the way that works, you have to supply your own jokes,
What's
man.
What's brown and sticky?
A stick.
Stick.
What's blue and smells like red paint?
Blue paint. There's so many good ones.
All right.
Who's me or you?
You go for it, Ryan.
Otherwise, you're just going to keep interrupting. Yep.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
That's fine.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time, being able to get back together again. Lord, we have a lot of questions, and we have a lot of things that we don't always understand about the way things work, about the future, about you. And God, I pray that we could all lean on you and rely on you and have faith in you. And I pray for that person on the motorcycle because they're mm-hmm. no doubt going to be in trouble if they continue their ways.
Mm-hmm.
God, I thank you again for all of us, for all of our listeners, for all of the the people who support us, whether in prayer or otherwise. And thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you shine on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
The motorcycle guy threw me off. Yeah. Yeah. Way off.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of them today.
I know.
Well, it's like one of the first nice days.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.